Bush Retreats in War on Drugs. I'm Ken Vaee, and this is UNnews. Guadalajara, Mexico. President Bush last week declared that the U.S. has changed its drug strategy from just say no to the not quite as catchy, how about a little moderation? Well, some have speculated that the unpopular president was trying to reach the underrepresented stoner vote, the White House denies that this is the case. President Bush mumbled these words at a press conference. We have a scene in Texas, at which point the commander-in-chief was interrupted by a rude Canadian reporter. But sir, were you not born and raised in Connecticut? A dozen not-so-secret service agents then jumped the journalist, Governor McGreevy style, and began wailing on his head like the local Mexican fuck trophies do with a piñata. W then continued, the saying is, if you just say no, you can't fool me again. He then took questions from those reporters left willing to risk an SS beatdown. Shrub was asked what his administration meant by moderated drug use. Bush responded, you fellas all know about my exploits, right? I swear to God, I can't remember the year 1979 at all. I was so hopped up on speed, cocaine and kittens, I completely missed an entire year. It was awesome. Well, now, as I'm older, I realize that that was foolish. I should have just stuck with the speed, or maybe just the cocaine. You don't need to go whole hog to have a good time. Trust me, as your noble leader and former drug fiend, I know what I'm talking about. Former DEA chief Carlos Mencia lauded the Bush change in America's war on unpatentable drugs. I don't believe for a second that Bush is catering to stoners. Stoners make up only 1% of the voting public, even though they make up 25% of the population. That's not what he's doing here. He's trying to regain the vote of my people, Mexicans. Why do you think I have a career? Jeez, I have a comedy show, and the only person laughing is me. I smuggled in drugs for Comedy Central execs, and they give me a show, and a salary as payment. Ha! This war seems to be a continuation of what his father, George H.W. Bush, started with his initial war on drugs. The results are expected to be the same by leading experts. UNnews was unable to reach Nancy Reagan for comment, but she's pissed. For UNnews, I'm Ken Vaee. Aim a few, everyone.